For people confined to a wheelchair, a simple trip to the grocery store is a challenge. So imagine traveling across the country in a wheelchair and on a ventilator. That's what Matthew Eddy did, with the help of his caregiver and friend, Rob Steenbruggen. 34-year-old Matt Eddy left Lynn, Massachusetts on June 5, 2010, and 126 days, 4 hours, and 2 minutes later, arrived in Long Beach, California, setting a Guinness Book record for crossing the U.S. by motorized wheelchair. He's the first person to do it. Matt joins us in the studio. He cannot breathe without a ventilator, which is that sound you hear in the background. And Matt, welcome.
How you doing?
Matt, first, tell us what put you in a wheelchair, and what's your range of movement like?
I was born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a disease that where your muscles get weaker as time goes on. So I started off like any other kid, walked till I was 10, and now my movements have gone down to very minimal. I can just move my hands enough to use the wheelchair and a mouse for the computer, and that's pretty much all I can do now.
Why did you do this? It's such a huge undertaking with your limitations to travel all the way across the country.
I don't know. It was just a crazy idea I had one day. I was walking down Lynn Beach with a friend of mine, and I said, you know, wouldn't it be crazy if I drove my chair from here all the way to California? And that was back in, like, I believe 2002 I first had the idea, and the attempt last year was actually my second time driving the chair across the country. The first time we did it in 2008, it actually happened back then, and we originally did it in a van and slept in tents every night. So I said, I'll do it again if I can set a Guinness Book World Record and you get an RV. So we got an RV, and I didn't have to sleep in tents and campgrounds anymore. And it made it a little bit easier, but it's still a pretty tough journey, and somehow made it through and I got the record.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And Matt, I understand the purpose of the trip was also to raise awareness for people with major disabilities who want to live at home. Tell me your story about that and why that's important to you.
Well, because I'm vent-dependent, I need a lot more care. So when I was first had the tracheotomy surgery, I was stuck in a hospital for 5 months because it not only is it hard to find affordable, accessible housing, it's also hard to find personal caregivers. So a friend of mine who worked as a social worker told me about an apartment, so I got an apartment and managed to get a bunch of people together to take care of me and got out of the hospital 11 years ago.
Matt, let's go back to the journey. You crossed 12 states, covered 3,287 miles. What route did you take? Were they small back roads?
Yeah, I couldn't take any major highways because, plus, yeah, first, you're not allowed to, and second, it's just too dangerous.
So going via back roads, you must have met a lot of people. What was the reaction of the people who met you along the way?
People were very nice, supportive. A lot of people are like, aren't you, you're crazy. I can't believe you're doing it.
And then what was your perspective of America from a wheelchair?
There's definitely no better way to see the country than at 6 miles an hour.
And you also faced rattlesnakes, scorpions, searing heat.
The heat in the desert's pretty intense.
Was there a moment when you thought, I can't do this? What was I thinking? Take me home.
Well, when it was cold, I really was like, I can't do this. And then when it's 120, I'm like, oh, I can't do this either. It was so hot. It was like 105 for a week straight.
Where?
In Kansas, just in the middle of Kansas. And one day, I was driving, and we had to change my tires because they melted to the road.
Wow. So, Matt, what's next? Are you going to do it again?
I have the world record now, so I proved it, and I don't think I need to prove it again.
Matthew Eddy has Duchenne muscular dystrophy and is confined to a wheelchair, but that didn't stop him from driving his wheelchair across the country and setting a Guinness Book World Record. Matt, thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you.